You're listening to The Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brandon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey, hi. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to the Cannabis Hangout.
I'm Sav.
And I am Brandon.
And today we are going to talk about productivity and cannabis.
Yes, two wonderful things to have in your life.
Absolutely. So let's start with, we're going to start with stigmas and how people, and I've personally been told this by previous employers, friends and family, that you can't smoke and be productive just because you smoke weed. That means that you're not really doing anything with your life. And
you're sitting on the couch eating potato chips and that's all you can do with it.
And that's really like, that's it. Like there's no stimulants. There's no creativity. There's no motivation, which in fact is quite the complete opposite, especially for me. I feel like you can, yes, like some of those stigmas, there are people like that who, you know, like all they do is sit on the couch and eat potato chips. But also I feel like it has to do a lot with you as a person and how much you're wanting to put into your life.
And how you view cannabis, what your perspective is, the, you know, maybe medicinally versus just, you know, being into couch.
Yeah. And I just think that plays a big part in, you know, your personality, how much you're willing to put into your life will really determine how much you get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And cannabis for me is just a nice addition to that. Like I know where I want to get and I know the things that I want to accomplish, but I don't feel like cannabis takes away from that. If anything, I feel like it makes it happen more and more in my own unique creative way.
Yes, I do agree. I agree with that for sure. What?
I don't know.
sorry, we're still testing our sound in here.
Figuring it out. But yeah, that's just a little bit about like the stigmas. I mean, not a little bit, pretty much mainstream about the stigmas that I hear and see quite often. And I just want to say that that shit is not true. And it's,
I mean, there's
not
so
accurate.
Many successful people, business owners, just people in general that use cannabis who you would probably, you know,
never think of.
Yeah. You know, they might wear a suit every day to work and be very clean cut, but you know, Mary Jane might be their medicine.
Totally. And it's, everyone uses it for such a various amounts of reasons. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things, different ways that you can use cannabis and not be stoned.
Right.
And that's, I feel like that's another big thing that people don't know is you can still love cannabis and be all about it and not be stoned off your ass. Like you don't even have to be stoned. You don't even have to be
and
high.
And that's I feel like it's different for everyone with experiencing, you know, like I should have said experimenting. Definitely not experiencing both of them, but okay. Anyways, what I was saying, you know, everyone has their own dosage. You're just gotta microdose yourself out first with it. I feel like to get a feel of like being the productive part, because I feel like when you're a first time user, it's more of like a sedative, like stony feeling. And that's kind of, I mean, that's what I know that whenever I was a first time cannabis user, that's kind of what it was for me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the longer I've used it and the more I smoke it, it's kind of compares to, you know, the first time versus a seasoned smoker. Cause I feel like it affects you differently. You know, if I'm more of a seasoned smoker, I'm going to like, you know, be like, oh, cannabis does make me feel productive. I'm going to kind of dive into it and explore it more than, you know, someone who's just, you know, smoking pot for like the first time. It's different.
No, totally. And it's also like you have to, I mean, whether you're a seasoned cannabis user or a new cannabis user, if you're wanting to really explore cannabis and productivity, you have to find the strains.
That's very important.
Yeah, the strain. You have to do research. That's like number one. If you're wanting to use cannabis properly and wanting to really have it implement into your life and use it for the way that it's meant to be used, you have to do the research.
Yes.
And you have to do trial and error. Like, it's not like buying an eighth or buying a half or
of whatever.
You have to like start with grams, see how that treats you, and then you work your way up.
And to when you know what you like, you'll buy more of it. And Leafly is a great source for picking out your strains, and you can literally type the word like creative or whatever into the search bar, and it's going to give you all of the strains that people like and why and how they affect them. I mean, there's, and they have a lot of really good articles. So I'm on there a lot with different strains. I feel like,
yeah, I like to research a strain before I just dive right in. I mean, sometimes I'll dive right in.
Yeah. I mean, your bud tender too. Like, that's one of the main your point of contact when you're going into a dispensary. You want to want something that's creative and product. Y'all.
Brandon can't talk today.
Okay. But anyways, I think that's just a really important, you have to have a good bud tender to talk to point you in the right direction with that.
That really will make or break also your experience at a dispensary and your experience with cannabis, to be honest. Having a knowledgeable bud tender is like having, I mean, not saying that bud tenders are doctors, but it's like having a really good doctor, like a really good person, a mechanic, a really good, you know, just somebody you trust to take care of you and the things in your life. When you're going for like, hey, I need this strain, I'm looking for an, like, even if you don't know what you're looking for, and it's just nice to know that you can say what you need to say, and then the other person on the receiving end is like, hey, like, okay, this is what I recommend, these are your options, I know you didn't say this and said this, I know you have diabetes or don't have diabetes, this is what's going to be good for you, and kind of really like asking the questions to funnel it down versus like walking in there, because I've been into so many dispensaries and walk in and be like, you know, I'm looking something, because I have anxiety, so I'm looking for something to help with anxiety, but I don't necessarily want to be high. And they're like, oh, I don't know, this is really good strain, it'll get you high. And I'm like, that is, like, I just turn around and don't buy anything, because I'm like, okay, but you didn't hear me out. Like, I get it, like, Oklahoma will be recreational one day maybe, but it's not recreational now. And so I'm less likely to trust people like that, go back into a business, buy from people like that, because, I mean, knowledge is everything. And I feel like so many, and I say so many because I've been into, I feel like a decent amount of dispensaries, and within the 10 that I've been to, maybe one has surprised me.
Yeah. It's a gem whenever you find a good bud tender, because that, a lot of the time you want to go back to that one dispensary because you know you're comfortable and you know you're safe there because you know you're with someone who knows their stuff.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, and you're more likely to buy something from, you know, somebody who can point you in the right direction, like productivity.
Yes, productivity.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, that goes right into my next thing is, I mean, we kind of touched on it, but finding the right strain. So, like, it's taken me a while to find strains that I really like. Recently, over the past, like, 4 months, I'd say, I've tried Golden Goat, like, 3 or 4 different times. And for me, that is such a good productivity high. And I don't even feel like with Golden Goat I get high. I've done it in cartridge, I've done it in flower, and I've done it in dabs. And all three ways, I feel like it makes me feel normal. Like, but what is normal? My normal. It makes me feel my normal.
That's good, though. That's quality right there. If you can put it in all those different forms and it still be consistent and make you feel the same way, like, that is very rare. So,
yeah. And the fact that it was different brands, and one of them, honestly, was from Colorado. So it wasn't even from Oklahoma. But, that's a strain that I've personally found that's helped me be very productive and really get into that mindset of the creativity, the just getting after it and not just wanting to be like lazy. Don't get me wrong. Granddaddy Purp is what I go to when I'm trying to be in the couch.
Right.
But Golden Goat and then Durban Poison is another one for me that I found to be very productive.
Yeah, I like Durban. Durban's always, I feel like, just a go-to that I know in my head for those reasons.
Totally. I feel like Durban gets me a little bit more heady. So if I'm trying to be more like,
it uplifts my spirits, I feel like.
Yeah, no, Durban. It really does. Yeah, definitely a spirit uplifter. For me, I feel like Durban gets me a little bit more heady than Golden Goat does. So if I'm, if I know I'm just having a little bit of a harder time mm-hmm. getting over like a creative hump, mm-hmm. then Durban is what I'll go for. Yeah. Otherwise, I try to find Golden Goat. It's just very hard,
it's hard to find. And when you find it at a place, you just want to go back to that place for it. Yeah,
and not everywhere. I mean, the places that I've seen haven't really been mm-hmm. consistent with it, so it's a little bit harder to find. Yeah. Hence why I've done it in three different forms.
Yeah.
But recently I just did the Sunday Extracts Golden Goat dabs, and those were amazing. I've been savoring this for like a month and a half.
Right.
And it's just every single time I dab it, I'm just like, huh, here I am.
Yes. Okay. So one for me, back to like just can't being productive and in what forms. I would say exercise is one thing that I've noticed so much if I use a certain strain with that. But I remember when we were at the Lake Hefner like a few weeks ago, and my sister Brooklyn and I, we had smoked, and I forgot what it was that we used, but it was the one that like made it was like a euphoric working out situation. Like one where we could like run and we were like, I just like wasn't fazed. Like I'm just running, you know, I don't really.
I feel like it was Smokies that we ate.
Was it Smokies?
Okay. Smokies that we ate, and our edibles had just kicked
it. It was good though. It's like, I just like didn't want to stop. Like it was just kind of like a feeling that like I could just keep going. I could get it done. Mm-hmm. And that's like important work when working out, especially if you're one of those people who like mind wanders, or you're like counting, you know, your strides, or, you know,
counting down the seconds till I have to stop.
I know. So that for me, like exercise, and obviously if I have like a busy day, I mean, I don't always just like smoke in the morning, you know, but if it depends on the type of day you're having, I feel like.
Yeah. That plays a big part mm-hmm. in it too. Cause my less productive days, sometimes I just start the day off, but mm-hmm. the days that I know I have a little bit more to do and a little bit more thinking and I don't want to be foggy per se.
Yes.
I'll start it with like a hit of my cartridge, and then just kind of like every hour and a half,
just fill your body out.
Yeah, just like fill my body out and just like kind of get in that like, okay, I just need to enter into the headspace, and once mm-hmm. I'm there, like I'm good. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't feel like, oh, I'm so stoned or anything like that, because it's not even like that. It's just my body just needs it at that time, mm-hmm. and it just kind of gives me that extra oomph that I need. It's like my coffee, but then addition, I need coffee as well. Yeah. Cannabis and coffee.
Yes, pair them together. But I would say, okay, another strain, I know we said Durban Poison, Jack Herrera. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that as like a good sativa, good. It's really good for clarity. I feel like clears my head, puts me in a good headspace. And it's not one of those like spacey or, you know, like dreamy feeling head highs. So I always appreciate that whenever I'm trying to get stuff done, because I don't want to like feel too euphoric or, mm-hmm. you know, kind of on another planet.
Yeah, no, I feel that. That's actually one that I have not tried, is Jack Herrera. I've seen it a ton, but I just have not.
I think it's one of like the well-known sativas mm-hmm. that I feel like when I have bought it in the past, it's just was like a go-to because I knew the name.
That and like Green Crack, I feel like, are the two that people just are like can very much, and obviously Durban Poison can mm-hmm. like very much associate with. But another one that like another two that I really like, which I don't think that they even grow this anymore, I'm not sure, but there's a grower in Oklahoma called Rooted Zen, and they came out with a strain called Cherry Lime Haze, which was so good, was so tasty, smelled amazing. Then it was just beautifully grown, and like it was such a good, exactly how you described Jack Herrera.
Yeah,
like it wasn't euphoric, it wasn't like, but that was really good for when I needed to do like tasks, like the shit that nobody wants to do, like do my laundry and clean the dishes,
kind of like with music on, like that type of.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, it's like one of those where once you just get started, you kind of go. I'm not comparing it to Adderall, because Adderall's bad, but if it was like a natural like Adderall type stimulant where mm-hmm. I just felt like I was like, okay, like let's do this.
That is a good feeling to be able to be like, I can use cannabis and it is making me feel creative and like, let's go, let's get the stuff done, you know, versus like having to take a pill for that and like getting that same effect, like a natural option versus that. Like, why wouldn't you choose the natural option? Like,
yeah. And not to mention the come down off of Adderall is just like awful. I feel so crazy all the time. I mean, all the time. I don't ever take it all the time, so we're just gonna cut that part out. But yeah, just I've I see my friends who have to take Adderall, or not have to, but you know, they're
choose
prescribed.
To.
Yeah, choose to. They're choose prescribed to. It. That's just all they know. And their come downs are usually, they're pretty moody and they're always like, oh, I have to smoke. And I'm like, well,
that's a great thing about cannabis. Yeah. Like, what you have to, if you took an Adderall and were trying to come down from it and you had to smoke to come down for it, then like, why not just start with the smoking in the beginning? And
yeah. And honestly, that like, I have a lot of friends who have been smoking for probably longer than me, but it's just funny that like how misinformed and uneducated people are. Mm-hmm. And even if they've been smoking for a long time, they think, and I see this all the time at the dispensary, people think that they know, like, oh, I know because I've been smoking for 15 years. And I'm like, I thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I've been working at Living Leaf since like 420, and I still don't know. And honestly, when I really started learning about cannabis, like, mm-hmm. it was when I started working at Living Leaf. Like, it was when I really had to like talk to these growers and processors and be like, okay,
it's a great way to start, though. Great way
totally.
To
oh my
build
gosh.
Your knowledge.
Yeah.
Just put yourself in a dispensary because you're gonna have to do all that stuff.
Exactly. And it like really opened my eyes to like how I even just think of it myself.
Yeah.
And like anytime my friends are, you know, talking, like I always feel like I'm that annoying friend that like, Saab, you can't just like chill. You always have to chime in with education or something. And I'm like, well, like, mm-hmm. yeah, I actually do, because I just feel like people are very misinformed.
No, it's important. You shouldn't pass up an opportunity. I feel like if you feel like someone doesn't know it or needs mm-hmm. it, or it can be applied in that conversation or situation, like that's what we're here for.
Totally. Yeah. So, I mean, I just think that people who, I mean, who've been smoking for over 10 years, I feel like there's just still so much to learn, mm-hmm. especially with like strain specific stuff. And
yes.
like,
that's becoming more and more popular. I feel like
yes.
people like really wanting to know like the profiles mm-hmm. of it versus just being like sativa, indica.
Yeah. Which,
like, get me one of whatever, like the specific strain breakdown.
Yes.
I mean, for being wanting to be productive mm-hmm. while you're using it, like that's important
yeah.
to
oh,
know
totally.
That specific breakdown.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that plays such a big part in it, and just the genetics, how it's grown,
mm-hmm.
you know, just all that stuff. And it's really crazy how productive it can make me.
I know. It's a true gift.
It really is. It really is a true gift. And I'm super thankful that we live in a state where, and we say this all the time, but super thankful to live in a state that lets us naturally medicate and, I mean, trial and error to figure out what we really need versus me just going to the doctor and then being like, oh, here's some pills. Like,
right.
you know, but yeah, that's just a little bit of productivity in cannabis on our end and how we implement it in our day to day and how we feel that it helps us.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many things that it helps my mind with conquering and just getting stuff done during the day. And you can totally be productive and still smoke cannabis. Don't listen to the stigmas. Stigmas
yeah,
are so
follow your body. Follow what feels good and right for yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's going to always have a unique experience and a unique perspective to say with cannabis, I feel like, for the most part. But just know your body is what I'm saying, and experience mm-hmm. with cannabis and see what strains you like for creativity and run with it.
Totally. And if you guys ever have questions, feel free to send us a DM via Instagram
yeah.
because we're always, I mean,
we check them all the time and we want to reply back to everybody.
Absolutely.
But if you have, even if, tell us what you guys use it for too,
yeah.
like DM us and let us know. I mean, I know Saba and I covered like, you know, the majority of things I feel like most people might say, but mm-hmm. what are some other unique ways that you guys might medicate with cannabis to be like focused and productive? Definitely shoot us a DM on that.
Yes, we would love to hear from the students, the teachers, the workers. We would love to hear
everyday
from everyone.
People.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yes. Well, guys, that concludes our episode for today. And we always have so much fun being on here and just having the conversation that we do and bonding over a plant that is healing. Just always blows my mind every day. But catch us on the next episode.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we appreciate all the listening ears that have tuned in to listen to
yes,
us.
Yes. Thank you for taking time out of your day to be listening to the Cannabis Hangout.
Yes. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks so much.